I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A class action lawsuit is alleging the U.S. Olympic Committee, headquartered in Colorado Springs, tolerated sexual abuse, exploitation, and forced labor. Amanda Peacher reports.
The U.S. Olympic Committee is not specifically named as a defendant in the suit, but that could change as the suit moves forward. The suit involves 50 plaintiffs who allege coaches and leaders in USA Diving knew about and tolerated the abuse. Plaintiffs allege one male diving coach sexually abused teenage female divers, as well as a female coach, over the course of at least 2 years. Tom Roeder is a reporter with the Colorado Springs Gazette. He's covering the lawsuit.
After athletes were abused, it was reported up the chain and was known by USA Diving and may have been known by the United States Olympic Committee, yet nothing apparently happened.
The suit says that the U.S. Olympic Committee, along with USA Diving, were, quote, covering up complaints of sexual abuse, deferring and diverting investigations, and suppressing all questions about sexual exploitation by its coaches. The USOC declined to comment for this story. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Firefighters battled a large trash fire at a waste disposal facility in Pueblo over the weekend. Officials say no structures were threatened and there were no reported injuries from the fire at the C&C disposal transfer station. The fire was reported at about 4 a.m. Saturday. Flames were reported to be as high as 44 feet. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.